Hello and welcome to another daily podcast from First Baptist Church of Brownsville. My name is Christian and today we're focusing on Colossians chapter 1. In this letter, we can see the Apostle Paul giving thanks to God for the Colossians. They have been completely faithful to Jesus, showing their love for God. And I want to highlight 3 points that we can find in these first verses. Number 1 is praying for others. Verse 3 says, "We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." The first thing that Paul shows us is the constant prayer for others, and we call that intercession. It is important that as Christians, we're constantly praying for others, for our friends, our family, and even for our enemies. Because our desire is that they can grow in the Lord and can be saved through Jesus Christ. And so my question this morning is, who are you praying for today? My wish is to encourage you to begin a life of intercession for others. The second point we see in this verse is the Colossians testimony. And there are 3 qualities that the Apostle Paul distinguishes about his believers: faith in Christ, love for one another, and hope in the gospel. Verses 4 and 5 says, "Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel." And this is a great example that we should take as believers. We must witness our faith in Christ, that our life is a reflection of God's love, and that we can share the hope that we can have in heaven through Jesus Christ. And so I ask you this morning, are you reflecting God in your life? Have you shared with others the hope that is in you? If that is not the case, I encourage you this morning to do it. The third point that I want to take from this chapter is in verse 9, and it says, "For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." The only way to know God is through His Word. And this reminds me of the scripture found in Joshua chapter 1. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success." In other words, our desire is to motivate you to lead a life in constant communion with God. And that's our prayer this morning. Lord God, help me to remember to give thanks to you. Help me to maintain an attitude of prayer. Build in me a strong faith in you and a love for all the saints. Fill me with the knowledge of your will in all areas of my life. Teach me to walk in a manner worthy of you and to please you in all things. Help me to be strengthened by your power, that I may have endurance and patience. Help me always to remember that as a believer, I have been delivered from the darkness and brought into the kingdom of your beloved Son. And I pray that you will have the first place in everything in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.